All right. We have Shane Johnson here with us this morning with the Healthcare Foundation. And Shane, we're talking about fundraising again. We're doing the putt challenge. So you were just explaining to me things are a little bit different this year and how you're doing it. So maybe explain, this used to be combined with the Ultimate Bear Laker. Things are a little bit different. So let's just get into it. Talk to us the difference, and then we'll get into the putt challenge.
You bet. Yeah, most of you are familiar with the Ultimate Bear Laker, and then kind of a side part of that was we had this, the putting challenge where you could putt for a vehicle. And we've been doing that probably the last 3 or 4 years, and it's gone great. I mean, the putting thing's really, the popularity of it's grown. And then we just noticed like last couple of years that people really get confused between the two. I mean, because there's two different drawings, we're doing different drawings different times. So this year we're like, we're going to split them out. So what we've done, we have the Ultimate Bear Laker, which still has a really good prize package. We're going to launch it within the next couple of weeks, and then we'll draw the winner of it at the Demolition Derby in September. So we're starting it later, and then we're going to draw later on it. But what we have launched now is the other part of that. And it's called the Golf for Health Putting Challenge. And that's the part where we're going to draw 50 winners over the next couple of months. And they'll get the chance to come to the, it's after our Golf for Health tournament. We set up on the green and we have this putting challenge. And you get a chance to win what we've got this year is a 2024 Ford Bronco. I believe it's the Sasquatch edition. It's the one that it's the one that everybody wants, and that's sponsored by Bear Lake Motor. But what it takes, if you do get drawn and you go out there and putt to win that Bronco, it's not easy, and obviously the odds are stacked against you. But if you could make a 10-foot putt, a 30-foot putt, and then a 50-foot putt. So it's going to take 3 putts, and if someone pulls that off, they'll drive away in a new Ford Bronco.
And it's not easy, and especially when all eyes are on you.
Yes.
You might be able to make a 10-foot putt on a normal day, but even that one can be hard everyone's watching.
It's tough. And you know, and like I said, the popularity of this has grown, and we've ended up the last couple of years having a really good sized gallery there watching and cheering, and that really puts the pressure on those putters.
It really does. It's fun, though. It's fun to watch everybody. So yes.
It's kind of like the, I don't know, the Happy Gilmore, you know, kind of that feeling with the crowd there cheering, you know. And it's funny because we've got a lot of good putters here in the Valley. I mean, or good golfers, good putters both. But to see them, you know, when you put a little pressure on them, that 10-foot putt's not so easy to
make. Do you know, I'm going to call out a name here, and I hope I don't offend. But a couple of years ago, I was standing there in the gallery, as you said, watching, and I watched Bones Nelson stand up there, and he missed. I think he made the 10-foot putt. He missed the 30-foot putt, which most people do. That's an incredibly hard putt to make anyway. And then as soon as everyone was done, he stood up there, and he drilled the 50-foot putt. I mean, nailed it. And I thought, of course he hits that 50-foot putt after the challenge is over. I would have been so mad if it would have been me. So anyway,
it's fun. Things like that to see, you know. And I was trying to think last year we didn't have quite 50 putters. I think we had 40, and I think only a handful, like 5 or 6 maybe, made that 10-footer and had the chance at the 30-footer. But we're hoping that one of these years somebody nails all 3. And, you know, that's what Corey at Bear Lake Motor keeps saying, you know, because what he does, Bear Lake Motor sponsors that. And so what they do to do that, they buy the insurance policy against that. So Corey wants someone to make the putt, because then the insurance company buys that Bronco from him, and it's a win-win for everybody. But we appreciate their support with it as well each year, Bear Lake Motors.
Absolutely. So what do they need to do to get a chance to win this Bronco?
Okay, that's another thing we did. You know, in the previous years, the Ultimate Bear Laker tickets were, I think they were $20. But this year, they're going to be cheaper. But also, the tickets for this, the putting challenge, they're $5 each, or you can get 5 for $20. And I've got out on our Facebook page, the Bear Lake Valley Healthcare Foundation, there's a link out there to purchase the tickets. We're hanging flyers up. I know there's a poster out at the golf course that have a QR, like the Venmo code on there, so you can Venmo them. Or if you don't do either of those, you can call me at 208-847-4450. And I can take a card, or we can, you know, we can help you cash, whatever, whatever's easiest for you. We'll make it happen. But yeah, they're $5 each or 5 for $20. And then what we do, we've drawn, we're 2 weeks in, we're drawing 2 to 3 putters each on Mondays. We draw them, and then we post on our Facebook page the winners the following day. And this week, I'll just tell you, this week's winners were Krissa Parker won, Von Rasmussen, and then AJ Hunt were the three winners this week. And AJ's a high schooler. He'll be a sophomore next year. So that kind of raises the question, well, don't you have to be a certain age? But as far as the rules of this, they don't care how old they are. You can come at any age, but you only have one shot. I mean, you can't putt multiple times. So
okay.
So kids can do this as well.
All right, because that was a question that was just texted in. Can you be drawn out more than once?
Yes, and you can. But the only thing is, like, say you buy, you know, some tickets, you get drawn out 1 week, then you're in, and a few weeks later you get drawn out again. You get that chance again, but you have to have somebody putt for you that other time.
Okay, so you can't putt more than once.
Correct.
Okay, so if the person who texted, if your name is drawn out more than once, you have to have somebody else putt for you the second time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then this person also wants to know if they can have your autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. Absolutely.
Anytime.
It's just not hit them up.
Worth anything, but, you know.
I believe this person might work for you at your other establishment.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, heavens.
Okay. Good so time. Then. Yeah, so again, just remind them again how they can get those tickets.
Okay, yeah, you can, like, the foundation has a Facebook page. It's the Bear Lake Valley Healthcare Foundation. But we'll also share it over to Bear Lake Memorial's Facebook page as well. So you can find it on Facebook. There's a link out there. We've got some flyers. We're hanging posters around. There'll be one out at the golf course, and you can scan the QR code on those posters. Or if you want to just call me, 208-847-4450. And I probably ought to say when this is, huh? So our annual golfer health golf tournament, or fundraiser tournament, out at the golf course. We do it every year, and I think this year's like the 25th, 26th annual year. It's August 24th.
Okay.
So that tournament is at 9 a.m. when they kick off that. We play 18 holes, and then following that is when the putting challenge will be.
And is the tournament still open for, can people still sign up?
Yes, teams? I've got 4 or 5 spots left, so not a whole lot. We haven't really even advertised it. I mean, we don't have to, because, you know, yearly you get your people that play in it yearly come back, and so we really, there's a lot of, I mean, last year we had a waiting list on it, but if you want to get in for that as well, the Golfer Health Tournament, call me. That's what I talked with Jenny this year, and we're trying to keep the registration to just one of us, so we don't have, you know, duplicates or get someone in there we shouldn't. So call me on that as well if you want to enter a team in the Golf for Health Golf Tournament. And again, my number is 208-847-4450. We can.
What's the registration on the team?
It is $75 a player, so it's $300 a team.
Okay.
And that tournament, I mean, it's one of the best. It's awesome. We'll have a hole in one. I think it'll be a cash. $25,000, I think, is what it is, a hole-in-one prize. So we'll have a hole-in-one contest, lots of on-hole contest competitions going on and things like that for that tournament. So,
great.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. So Golf for Health, putting challenge, get your tickets. Thank you. Get your tickets again, and if you need more information on that, give me a call after, or go to the Healthcare Foundation Facebook page. You can always find Shane at the hospital. He's also at the Woo House a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him around. And also, you can find the QR codes. And if you don't know how to use a QR code, super easy. Find one of these flyers around town and open up your camera app on your phone and just point it at this little box that looks like a puzzle piece.
Super easy.
And it'll scan. It'll start to focus in on that, and you just push the little yellow thing that pops up on your camera. That's as simple as I can explain it to you.
You just got to do it if you haven't, right?
For layman's terms, because that's how it had to be explained to me. And then it opens right up, and you just follow the instructions. It's super easy. So, and it makes it really easy for you to pay online. And so, help out the Bear Lake Healthcare Foundation. We know these guys do great things for the hospital, for the community. You guys just gave away some incredible scholarships to high school seniors. So they're donating things to the community, to kids who are graduating with scholarships, as well as what they give back to the hospital as well. So support the Healthcare Foundation. This is a great thing. And then will you come back and talk to us about the Ultimate Bear Laker when you launch that?
Yeah, a couple weeks we'll come back out and we can talk the Ultimate Bear Laker and then kind of maybe update some more winners on this. So for right. sure, let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Shane, for being here today. And again, get involved with the putting challenge. If nothing else, it's a lot of fun just to be a part of it and to
come harass the putter.
To watch some of these great golfers in the community and see them get up there and sweat some bullets a little bit as they're trying to make these putts. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.